CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Astronaut Bill Anders has died in the crash of a small plane he was piloting alone in Washington State. Anders was a member of the Apollo 8 crew that flew around the moon in 1968 and took a famous color picture of the Earth from space.
1968 had arguably been the most turbulent year in U.S. history. 30 years later, Bill Anders admitted the Apollo 8 crew was somewhat removed from reality.
Our colleagues were fighting and dying in Vietnam, and we were locked up in simulators.
But the year ended on a high note when Apollo 8 flew around the moon on Christmas Eve. The crew read from the book of Genesis.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
Anders remembered the positive messages that came from individuals and from groups like the Southern Baptist Convention.
We had about 100 feet of a scroll with the signatures thanking us for reading from the Bible.
Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
An early summer heat wave is causing temperatures in parts of the West and Southwest to soar into the triple digits. CBS's Jared Hill says first responders are scrambling to respond.
Phoenix first responders showed a potentially life-saving way to treat patients suffering from heat stroke, using cooling bags filled with ice to quickly drop the body temperature.
There's a lot of things happening at this point. We're starting multiple IVs to give them cold fluids.
With the heat comes the risk of wildfire and strain on first responders. In Napa County, California, four firefighters were hospitalized after being injured while battling flames.
Five of the seven defendants in the Feeding Our Future pandemic fraud trial in Minneapolis have been found guilty on several of the charges. Here's federal prosecutor Joe Thompson.
The verdict confirms what we've known all along, which is that defendants falsified documents, they lied, and they fraudulently claimed to be feeding millions of meals to children in Minnesota during COVID.
In Hunter Biden's federal gun trial in Wilmington, Delaware today, testimony from the defendant's own daughter. CBS's Erica Brown was there.
Hunter Biden's legal team began presenting his defense Friday, calling his eldest daughter, Naomi Biden, to the stand. The 30-year-old recounted visiting her father at a Los Angeles rehab facility in August of 2018, telling jurors he just seemed really great. She testified in October of that year she borrowed her father's truck to move and did not see any drugs inside.
Actor Dick Van Dyke has become the oldest winner of a Daytime Emmy Award. He spoke Friday night at the award ceremony.
I'm 98 years old. Can you believe it? This really tops off a lifetime of 80 years in the business.
The audio from NATS, Associated Television International, CBS. Van Dyke won for a guest shot on Days of Our Lives. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Attention landowners, got big summer plans for your property? Then here's an offer from John Deere you'll really dig. Get 0% fixed rate APR for 60, 72, or 84 months on 1, 2, 3D, and 3E series compact tractors. If you've always wanted to get in the seat of a powerful John Deere machine, now's a great time. Offer based on dealer participation. For complete finance details, call toll-free 1-800-468-8501 or online at johndeere.com/compact tractors.
Hi, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. You don't have to have an amazing race to the doctor, but you should make time for routine cancer screenings.
I schedule my mammogram and other cancer screenings around my birthday and then treat myself to lunch.
I do too, because, I mean, of course, everyone likes lunch.
The C word can be scary, but routine screenings can detect cancer before symptoms appear.
And early detection equals better outcomes.
Go to preventcancer.org to find out which cancer screenings you need.
It's Pride Weekend in the nation's capital.
Restaurants and bars are getting ready for the parties.
It's just one giant block party. Thousands and thousands of people celebrating Pride, diversity, and inclusion.
But the parade and many events have shifted away from some of the usual local neighborhood spots, gravitating toward the more iconic areas. Organizers of the Capital Pride Alliance told WUSA they consider this year's Pride events a dress rehearsal for next June, when they expect 3 million people from around the world to come to D.C.
The city is getting ready for World Pride, and World Pride is going to be huge. And I also think the optics of the parade down on the mall is important.
Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Mike Tyson's fight with Jake Paul is now set for November 15th. Tyson was to fight Paul on July 20th on Netflix, but the fight had to be rescheduled after the former world heavyweight champion fell ill on a flight last month because of ulcer problems. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, we'll look for a partly cloudy sky, a low in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a few showers and rumbles of thunder, highs close to 70. Then we're back into full sunshine on Sunday. Beautiful day, high to 75. Currently at 62 degrees.
Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Snow-crested brown, without no seam or needle. Hazelwood, child of romance, she'll be a true love of mine. Strands and polishes a fan, and she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to leap in a sickle billows blazing in scarlet battalion. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and girls born in Scarborough Fair. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more.
I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came in. Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
isn't what you see. You're even in my dreams. I can hear, baby, I can hear you calling me. I'm so in love with you. All I ever want to do is thank you, baby. Thank you, baby.
I had told you, you don't know how
me as much as I cherish you.
Yesterday and all the love.
that's lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
News and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over 4 different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm not afraid.
imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. How is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Everybody. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down, persuasion.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
W-R-J-N. No, I can't forget this evening or your faces you were leaving, but I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. No, I can't forget tomorrow. When I think of all my sorrow, well, I had you there, but then I let you go. And now it's only fair that I should let you know what you should know.
Without you, I can't live.
much haunting.
The day.